Blog Talk Radio.
Let's sing that second verse again.
singing Zeus. sorry for that. Evangelist Bernard was on the line, and she wanted to get in. She couldn't get in, and she couldn't hear anything. So, Jesus. Evangelist Bernard?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yeah, he didn't hear that first.
Okay, Evangelist Bernard dropped off, so she called in. So please, everybody on the line, put her in, but she's on the highway. So I just wanted to know, Sister Dawn was on this end. Thank you so much. God bless you. Getting up
God
so early in the morning to come forth. This is Evangelist Bernard's sister, Lord, and you know her. She's so faithful to this broadcast, and we just thank her. We just thank Sister Dawn. I see Evangelist Bernard back up. Hallelujah. So I was saying, we just thank you for Sister Dawn, Evangelist sister. She's so faithful to this line, Lord Jesus. She said Friday that she didn't feel good, and Evangelist Bernard prayed for her. But you know everything, Lord Jesus. We set up a prayer again for her. We know we don't have to pray, because once it had been said, Lord Jesus, you have already performed it. It may not have manifest yet, but just wait on it, and it shall manifest. Whatever you in your words, and you receive, we receive it in our spirit, and we believe it, it shall come to pass. She's just waiting on the manifestation. So we love you, Sister Dawn, and we just thank you this morning for being on the broadcast. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard. Your line is back open, Lord Jesus. We ask you to let her hear this broadcast, because she's so dedicated to the work that you have given her for this broadcast and for your precious people. Lord Jesus, so I'm going back to where I was. Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for each and every one that you have sent on this broadcast. You know, I don't want to go name by name, because when you go name by name, we forget somebody, but it's in our hearts, especially in Evangelist Bernard's heart. Lord Jesus, you have set the right person over this broadcast, because she allowed you, the Holy Ghost, to operate over this broadcast. So we thank you this morning for her. We thank you for her grandchildren that's in the robe with her as she raised them, Lord. None of them have been disobedient to her, as we would say, or give her trouble, Lord Jesus. We thank you for allowing them to graduate. We thank you for letting them, Lord, bless them with a great job, with a great family. Hallelujah. Bless her grandson. Hallelujah. Bless both of them, and she has a granddaughter. Bless her mother, Lord Jesus. Bless her sister that they're going to visit, Lord Jesus. It's a blessing that you have given them a car and transportation. Hallelujah. To go. Hallelujah. To go, Lord Jesus, and to be a blessing to somebody else. We thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for your help, for your wholeness. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for seeking us out when we cry out, Lord Jesus, and sometimes we don't get it right. But you say, here I am, my child. All I do is ask y'all to repent. To repent and to understand what you have done. Hallelujah, that you don't do it anymore. That you cry out and say, Lord, help me through this situation. I shall be, and I shall wait on the Lord. I shall wait on you, Lord Jesus, to God, to direct us and to lead us in the way that you would have us to go. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our supporters. Hallelujah, because they don't have to do it, Lord, and they don't have to come on this line. But because of your mercy and your grace to all your people in your family and all souls, that you said in your words, Lord Jesus, we can go back because it's recorded in your Holy Bible. You said all souls are yours, and you don't want anybody to sin. You want everybody to live in your kingdom. You want everybody to be kind on this earth. You want everybody to do your perfect will. Hallelujah. You want us to have compassion. Hallelujah for our fellow men. Hallelujah, and sisters. You want us to have compassion. the sick, Lord Jesus. You said the visitor. You want us to have compassion, Lord, for the people out there in the street, whatever they have done. You forgave us of our horrible sins. So we know that you are no respecter today, this morning, and we thank you for it. We praise you, Lord Jesus, when I look back over my life and how you brought me out. I thank you. I thank you. I didn't know anything about the Bible. I didn't know anything about you, Jesus. You know my words is true because you have a record up there in heaven, and you're going to read it to us, Lord Jesus, when we go as you call us to come home. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because you've given us the opportunity to get it right on this earth. Hallelujah. We thank you. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for allowing this broadcast to come up and forth. Hallelujah. No matter what static comes, no matter what any pride or whatever comes through this mind, you increase. You make sure that we get the understanding of what you're saying to your people. And when you go through the scriptures and they read it, if they witness or they minister to this Block Talk Radio station here, Lord Jesus, we thank you because we can go back in your 66 books of the Bible. And while they're bringing your word from heaven on high, that you sent a rhema word to this broadcast, I'm a living witness. Hallelujah. I'm not pumping up or priming up evangelist Bernard, but Lord, she listens to you. Hallelujah. And she loves you. Hallelujah. And she loves your people. And she loves her family and her people, Lord Jesus. And you said we are epistles, read of all men. Hallelujah. So we got to walk respective in this life. We got to be the light that shine on a hill that men can see us and know how we live. We got to walk this life. Lord Jesus, that's why we're calling on you this morning, and you have instituted this time of prayer. Hallelujah, to ask you, Lord, to forgive us, everybody, if they have said or done anything. They just have to come to you and ask you for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Lord, and let them be back in good standards with you, because you said in your word that you're married to the backslider. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you that you just don't pick us up and throw us out, Lord Jesus, when we make mistakes. But you know this walk is a walk to start off like a baby. Hallelujah, because most of us didn't know anything about church. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took the time, because you said once you're saved, once you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, and you have repented, and you will receive the Holy Ghost. Why do you want to? Why do the Lord give us the Holy Ghost? Because he said in his words in Acts chapter 5, verse 32, that if you are obedient, he will give you the Holy Ghost. It's all about obedience and faith. We said if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to be ye removed. So I'm telling y'all, out there in radio land and broadcast today, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can tell God, let it be removed, and he will remove it, because his word cannot lie. It shall perform. It shall come and do what it said it's going to do. I'm a living witness that it says it and it do it. Hallelujah, and I thank him. I love him this morning. I praise him this morning. I just lift him up this morning. There's no other name that I can call on but the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Christ means anointed one. Hallelujah. And you have to have power in these days. And all you have to do is cry out to it. Lord, help me. Help me to read more. Help my heart to get right. Because it's all about what's coming in our heart and fix it and fix our mind. He said, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ. Christ Jesus. But you know, we have to learn and we have to grow. That's why he gives us so much latitude here to go in and get it right. He'll tell you, he'll talk to you in a small voice. Go back. Go here to chapter this. Go here to Psalms this. Go here to here. Go here to here. And you don't have to wonder no more, because when he went away, he said, I'm going to leave you the comforter. And it was a promise all the way in the book of Genesis. And in their 50 days of feast in the book of Acts, he came out, he rose, went, died. They died on the cross. And they buried him in a brand new tomb with a borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. And he went down in hell and he took the keys of them and he came back in 3 days. And he said he's alive forevermore. Have he had witnesses? And we say, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We can't do anything. All we have to do, and I love this broadcast so much that the Lord has given evangelists the topic. He said, a new destiny ministry. And I love it where it says, a time of reflection. Hallelujah. When I'm sitting sometime, that time of reflection comes. And I just cry, or I say, Lord, I thank you, because you know that time of reflection for me, Lord, means that I can go back. And you give me the opportunity while I have breath in my body, while you breathe in my body today and woke me up. You know, if you don't breathe in us, we can't be moved. We're gone. We just back like the dust of the earth. Hallelujah. But we need your spirit and we need your air and your breath breathing on us and waking us up this morning so that we can go forth and do your will and your way. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for each and every one that has came on, hallelujah, that you have sent on this broadcast, because we don't see them, but Lord, you say to try the man heart, hallelujah, we know that most of them, they have been sent by you, and they have contributed, and they come on every day of this week most of the time. Lord Jesus, they had other things to do, but you direct them to come on and get instructions from this broadcast, and we're so grateful to you, and not only get instructions. A lot of them, Lord Jesus, give and contribute to this line. Hallelujah. And Evangelist Bernard don't come on here begging and barring and switching and baiting, as they say in the world. She says what does say the Lord, because she knows she's accountable, and you have a record on all of us. You have a record on me. You have a record on her. You have a record on all of your souls that's in the family of God. Excuse me. And I just thank you, and I just praise you, and I just magnify you. Hallelujah, and I lift you up. Excuse me. There's no God like you in all the world. And we just thank you, and we just praise you. Evangelist Bernard, is anywhere you want to say something?
Can you hear? I'm on the road. Can you hear? Is it a lot of noise? Can you hear a lot of noise?
No, it's not that much noise. You on? I told the people we apologize because you came off and I had to stop a minute and to put you back on the line. But it's fine. Go ahead. Your line is open.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We just thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Truly, it's a blessing to be able to still be alive and to still open up our mouths and give God some praise. I just thank him this morning for Sister Ruby Manning, the switchboard, thanking for my sister Dawn, and I'm on my way to visit. I ask for you all to continue to pray for my sister Danielle. Pray that the Lord will open up the doors and that she would come home. I just thank God for another opportunity to lift up my voice, but we know that the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised. Amen, amen. We just thank him. We give him glory for all that he's doing in our lives, for all that he's doing in the saints' lives. We thank him for the men and women of God that take time and make a sacrifice to come and minister the word on this radio broadcast. We thank God for our lessons each and every week that the Lord give us something that we can impart to the people. Amen. We thank God, hallelujah, for saints of God everywhere. We thank him for those that are in prison. We thank him for those that are shut in. We thank him for the elderly today. We thank the Lord for the President of the United States. We ask the Lord to continue to strengthen him, give him wisdom, give him knowledge, give him understanding, shield and protect his family, Lord God. We pray for the troops. Hallelujah. We pray for Syria. Yeah, glory to God. We pray for the nations all over this earth. Amen. Amen. We pray that God will continue to grant mercy and give us peace. Amen. And we pray for our children. We pray for our teachers and our doctors and our attorneys, Lord God. We pray for, we know that there is a great physician, and Jesus is that great physician. We thank God for healing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we don't know where we would be today. And that's why we give him glory. That's why we give him praise. There's no one like him. Hey, glory to God. We can search the whole world over. We'll never find no one like Jesus. Amen. We ask him, God, to continue to give us wisdom, to continue to give us insight, Lord God, and to lead us and guide us. We thank God for the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost that lives down on the inside. We thank him, for it is a teacher, it is a God. Amen. We thank God for being triumphant today. We thank God for victory today, victory in Christ Jesus. We thank him for being an overcomer. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We ask the Lord to continue to strengthen Pastor Everett Hamilton, God. And we ask the Lord to let us hear a word from him on his condition. Our glory to God. We pray healing, complete healing in the name of Jesus. Wholeness and healing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hey, glory to God. I don't know if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough for his goodness. Hallelujah. We thank God for those that are in radio land, those that may be listening live on the internet, those that come into the chat room. We appreciate your participation. We appreciate your willingness to have a heart to want to hear and ears to hear. Amen. For the Bible says, my arms are not too short. Hallelujah, my hand is not too short that I can't save. Neither is my ear heavy that I can't hear. Hallelujah, God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah, we bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God. Hey, glory, you are great God. We will lift up our eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh our help? All of our help come from the Lord. Amen, amen. We thank God for the earth and the world and the fullness thereof. We thank him, we thank him, we thank him. Hallelujah, we thank the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. Hallelujah, we bless the Lord. We give him glory, we give him praise. What can we render unto him? For all of his benefits unto us, what can we render unto the Lord? For all of his benefits, God has some great benefits. We don't need to worry, we don't need to fret. All we need to do is cast all cares upon him, for he cares for us. Hallelujah. He says, yoke is easy, it is better than light. We bless him, we bless him, we bless him. Hallelujah. I apologize for any noise that you might hear. Hey, glory, but I just wanted to give God some praise today. Hallelujah. I'm asking him to let my sister have a joyful heart. Hallelujah. I'm asking him. Asking him to let him have a pleasant visit, God. Oh, God, encourage our heart, God. And let him know that you have not forgotten about her. Hallelujah. For God, remember when others forget her. Oh, glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruby, thank you to your head. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, Lord God.
Thank you.
Glory, encourage our heart, Lord God. Ah, let her know that you haven't forgotten about her. Strengthen our body, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for not a noise coming out of where in the car with Evandis Bernard. I heard it so plain. So we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it. We thank. She said it all, Lord. And we have, we usually call out guests, but we thank them. Sister, on the broadcast, we call them our family because they're on mostly every day and they give up so much. So this is normally we just pray, and we just, after that, we just hear from the Lord to keep us safe as we go to our destinations this morning. But normally I'll call out their names before we start in the prayer. But since, you know, we had to open up and go back to Evangelist Bernard, I feel like it's only right to call them out. Sister Dawn, we thank you. Sister Earlene, we thank you so much for coming on during the week. And we know you can't talk sometimes, but we just thank the Lord for sending you to this. We just thank each and every one of them. We ask you to strengthen Evangelist Bernard. You know, Lord Jesus, you know all the requests we have calling on you to deliver. You said that you lived on this earth for 33 years, so, and you went and you was not without sin, so you know what we stand in need of, and it's real. And Lord, you hear it. You already have released it, but we just have to wait on the manifestation. Because you have done it before, and you are God. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. All we have to do is call on you, and Lord Jesus, we must live whole, love and obedience, and we must love your word. We must believe you. We must believe you by faith in your word and to receive him. We must abide with you. Hallelujah. That's all, son. So y'all can go to your dictionaries or whatever and find the words. We don't normally give out scriptures, but I was just glad to say that on a Sunday anyway, because all we want to do is hear from the Lord and him answer back. Because sometimes we talk and we pray, but then we got to have a time where we're quiet. We can hear that small voice that Jesus is leading and guiding his people into all truth. And he said he called the young because they're strong. Hallelujah. And Evangelist Bernard got what? Your grandchildren in that car. One, Riel, Nino, you know, I forget that baby name. And Gabrielle, that I got it. Thank you, Jesus. Three of them and that baby and her going to see her sister. Hallelujah, that's been incarcerated for over 20 years. And we know the Lord going to fix it. And we ask you to bless her son. Forget the name of that place he's in. To bless him, Lord Jesus. To give him strength. Lord Jesus, to open up the doors like you done Peter. Hallelujah. That you asked him to pray and sing. And the doors came open. The chains came loose. And not only that, after you done all that for him, you gave him work in your kingdom. Hallelujah. They went and baptized the jailers. Over there, and all his household was saved. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you today. We just praise you. We just magnify you. If we just think and look at all the things you have done for us. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We can never repay you. Like Evangelist Bernard said, ooh, what benefits you give us when we serve you. I can go back and look and see all the benefits that you have brought me through. But it was a training. Once we get into the Lord and he calls us and we do obedience to what he has, it's a process. We got to grow. We got to learn the word. It's got to get in our hearts. And once it gets in our hearts, he said, you know more milk, but you can start eating meat. It's just like a baby's life. You see them, you got to feed them, you got to change them, you got to do all this. But eventually, time comes by. 4 or 5 months, they up. They may be walking or crawling in 5 months. Next thing you know, they off for diapers. They're on a potty. Hallelujah. The next thing you look around, they're going to school. The next thing you look around, they're in church. shouting or maybe laughing or whatever. But wherever they at and wherever the word of the Lord is coming out, they going to hear it. Hallelujah. And, the Lord is going to bring them in and save his people and save the saints' grandchildren and children and mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. So we just thank you today, Block Talk family that comes on this broadcast. We just thank you today for the airways and that you allow us to call on these telephones. And you know what I like so and praise you this morning so much about Jesus, that you can't call on these phones unless you have long distance because it's a charge. Sometimes we be on this line, and if you stay on there over 2 hours, it's like maybe $160 calling this broadcast. But the Lord, you have provided everybody that you have sent on this line mostly have a phone at home that they can call, and they got it on their phone line in the house, the phone line there, or their cell phone. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that we can get on here and listen 24 hours if necessary. And when you get that bill, it's a 000. That's just one benefit from heaven that you give your people. And we love you today and we appreciate you. Hallelujah. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity to come forth with Sunday morning prayer. Evangelist Bernard had not missed a Sunday. And we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, that she was on the highway and we didn't hear a sound, that she brought it out and she went forth with the prayer because she had to be on this line to let you know that she takes this job seriously that you gave her. She takes it seriously because she knows that every day she won't want to miss a day to come on to hear what thus say the Lord from you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the leader that you have set on this Block Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry, time of reflection. So it's not we gonna close out now, but we just thank, like Evangelist Bernard said, each and every one. And we thank her grandchildren in the car. I'm a shout out, Riel, Gabrielle, Nino, and that the baby. You know, I can't say his name. It takes me 3 months to say it. But anyway, we thank you for him, Lord, and we thank you for him being obedient to their grandmother. Hallelujah. And God bless each and every one that's on this line, and y'all have a blessed day going to y'all different assemblies to worship the Lord. We hope you, the Lord has said a word or meaning or touch you, or you felt the spirit of the Lord on this broadcast, Lord Jesus. So we gonna close out this morning, and we just thank you so much that we gonna close out and let y'all say, let the church say amen. Hallelujah.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
help
is on the way.
Amen.
Why, God? let the church sing.
Amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so let the church
sing.
Oh, let the whole church
sing.
God has spoken. Well, let the church. Let the church sing.
Church, say amen, by Marvin Wyman. We thank you this morning. God bless you. And praise the Lord, and each one of y'all going to your assembly. We thank you for tuning in. New Destiny Ministry, praise the Lord. We're closing out. God bless.